Rasham, indeed, Tikrit is now liberated, a free city now. And of course, undoubtedly, Iraqis are celebrating this victory. Just how does it feel to be there right now?
Yes, Hassan, as you can see, I am here in the middle of Tikrit without a bulletproof vest or without my helmet because Tikrit has become free from ISIL and is totally safe now. We had a tour in the city of Tikrit, and what we've seen is ISIL militants. The city is free from ISIL militants, and there is no presence for ISIL anymore. And as you can hear, there is no sound of clashes or rockets being launched, as we were witnessing the rockets being launched previously. Now everything seems to be calm. When we had the tour, all we saw is the presidential neighborhood, presidential palaces, the provincial government, the provincial building, the government institutions, and all we saw is the Iraqi army raised on those institutions, raised on every single house over there. And we also saw some flags for ISIL that are still painted on the walls because, you know, the liberation is still fresh and the Iraqi forces did not have time to remove them. We also saw one body for an ISIL militant on the floor, on the ground, and we also were able to see four of the ISIL militants captured by the popular mobilization forces. However, we could not film or shoot them or even have a talk with them or take an interview because the mobilization forces told us that they are going to give them to the Iraqi forces, and then from there we can maybe interview them. Among those, there were two Iraqis, one Egyptian, and a woman. As we have seen, the Egyptian have said that he came from Egypt through Turkey and through Syria to Iraq. This is the information that we heard when they were being captured and when they were asking the mobilization to leave them because they are not guilty of killing anyone. They said that we only helped them with logistic information. Now, we also saw the Iraqi forces spreading in the city, and now the city is totally cleared. We heard information that tomorrow there will be a press about the liberation of Tikrit, and of course officials and politicians are going to be present in that presser where the liberation of Tikrit is going to be announced officially in front of the world. Also, the governor of Tikrit called on citizens to come back to the city, for their houses are still safe. Most of the houses are still safe, and no harm happened to the houses. Only the houses that are at the outskirts of the center of Tikrit were totally damaged because of, you know, of the explosive devices set in the houses, and the presidential palaces, some of them were totally destroyed, but most of the presidential palaces were in good condition. And also the governor called for the employees that work in the government institutions to come back to their work. So I believe that tomorrow Tikrit is going to go back to life. Tikrit is totally free. And we have to mention here that only the Qadisiyya area still has some a number of ISIL militants. And we had information that only 60 members from ISIL militants are still in the Qadisiyya area. However, we heard that the mobilization is trying to treat this. You know that in everywhere, when you liberate an area, there will always be some cells in it. So they're trying to treat those cells and get rid of the ISIL presence in those area. Now, also, we got some information that the next step after the liberation of Tikrit, and we also seen the popular mobilization forces and members who told us that they are now enthusiastic into liberating other areas in Iraq. So we heard some information that the next step is going to be, of course, Anbar and then Mosul, but before that it is going to be Shirkat and Hawija, for they are going to mainly secure the area that surround the Salah ad-Din province. As you know now, Salah ad-Din province has been totally ISIL-free and is totally liberated. So it is very important to cleanse the area that surrounds Salah ad-Din province and mainly Kirkuk province. So this is what's going to be the next step for the Iraqi forces, and the popular mobilization is going to be Shirkat apparently and Hawija area.